Just wanted to hop on here and sincerely say thank you for all the love today. Today is 44 months of being clean and sober, 44 months free from suicidal thoughts, free from addiction, drugs, cocaine, weed, shrooms, all those terrible things I used to do to myself every day. Drinking is what really had a grip on my soul. And I think for, it was probably about 8 straight years through college and a few years after where I didn't go a day without drinking. And I don't mean just having a drink. I mean like getting sloshed, like blackout wasted. I thought I was happy is the thing. I really thought that was the trick. It made me smile. It made me laugh. It made me the life of the party. I woke up with random girls in my bed. I had cool stories to tell. People laughed. People told me I'm funny. And I remember there was a day when I was in college. It was probably junior year, so I was probably 21 years old. And it was my birthday. My birthday is in November. And I went to college in Birmingham, Alabama. And my parents came to see me. And at that point in my life, I was in full party mode. I was a frat boy. The party was always at my place every night. Like if anybody needed a place to go, they knew they could text me. And, you know, my place was the party place. Anyways, parents came to town. I was not feeling that. I had pushed them away. They had more or less disowned me. I was taking out student loans just to stay in college and keep doing my party thing. My parents had completely just cut me off financially because of the choices I was making. And, you know, I thought the problem was them, so I never called them or anything. I just kept partying, living my life. So they were in town, stayed at a hotel, and I knew my mom told me she had a gift to give me. So I went to the hotel to meet them in the lobby, and it was basically I walked into an intervention is what I walked into. And it was my parents sitting there, and I remember vividly what I was feeling that day. I just wanted to get out of there. I didn't want them to ask me questions. I had a party to get to that night. And I just remember my mom looking at me and she said, "Zach, why do you feel like you need to drink? Like, do you need it to have more fun?" And just point blank, without even having to think, I said, "Yeah, of course I drink to have more fun. I don't understand why you don't. It's the best thing there is." And I think that reply, now that I'm sober and now that I've been to AA meetings and, you know, I've seen other people in recovery, this is a sure sign that I had a problem. And I was the only person who didn't see it. I was the only person, you know, because if I was drunk, I was happy. So obviously it wasn't a problem. It was my solution. So I held on to that lifestyle even after I somehow graduated college by the grace of God. I don't know how I made good enough grades to get through college. But basically, I mean, I got fired from every job I ever started. 17 jobs is the count. Fired from 17 jobs from high school through being 26 years old. And that is just a ridiculous thing. But it never fazed me. I knew I could just get a new one. And if you fired me for showing up late or whatever, the problem was you and not me. The problem was society for making work start at 9 a.m. And that was not my problem. I would just find a job that would, you know, where I could do coke at night and show up when I wanted to. And that whole life and that whole pattern of thinking worked until it didn't work. I woke up and was 26, and if you know my story, I was just completely suicidal, depressed. I had been stealing things from people for a few months and selling them just to be able to pay rent and pay for cocaine at night. I was a caddy at a golf course and was making pretty good cash during the day, and I would just spend it all at night. I'm talking like $400 a day in cash, and I would wake up with nothing. No recollection of what happened, no recollection of what I might have said to anybody, who I might have hurt, none of that, and I didn't care. And there was just a day where I was gonna kill myself. I had a lot of days like that, but this was my darkest day, and that was September 29th, 2014, and I wrote a suicide letter to myself. I wrote a couple of letters to loved ones, like my mom and dad, and I was ready to do it. My friend I knew had a pistol in her drawer in her bedroom, and I was going to go take it and end my life that afternoon. I do remember my dad had planted a seed, you know, several years ago, saying I might want to check out an AA meeting. So that was always in my mind. I always knew that that kind of existed for people who had a problem. I just never thought I was one of them. I never bought into that way of thinking. But on that day, I was like, man, I didn't want to die. I just thought dying was my only option. So anyways, I went to an AA meeting kind of as a last resort. I don't remember looking up the meeting. I don't remember walking there. I walked a couple of miles though. And I know that because I wasn't driving at the time. I had wrecked my truck and I hadn't paid for my plates to be renewed, and the cops were actually looking for me for stealing things all around the southeast. So I wasn't driving at that time. I had to have walked to that meeting. Literally don't remember it. I know that God carried me there. I just know that he did. And I don't remember anything anybody said in that meeting other than there was a man with really bright eyes, just an old man, and I'll never forget his face. I just knew when I saw his eyes, I knew he had something that I did not have. He had joy in his eyes, and he had a peace about him and just a grace and an understanding. And when I cried in front of everyone in that room, nobody judged me. It was just love. A lot of people hugged me. I remember how badly my hands were shaking. I couldn't even hold a glass of water at that point in my life. I was drinking vodka just to steady my hands in the morning, and then I would drink at night just to get blackout so that I could feel something. I had to get blackout to even feel a little bit drunk. And I didn't know that was a problem. I didn't know that's called addiction. I had no clue. And that's what I'm learning, is our culture doesn't teach us that stuff. Our culture just teaches us, have another and it'll make you happy. You'll have more friends if you go out at night. And that's just not true. Anyways, that man encouraged me to go home and hit my knees and surrender to God. Luckily, I had been raised in church, although it was a... I'm still unlearning a lot of things that the church taught me, but ultimately, it's a good thing because it taught me that God exists, and he does, or I wouldn't be alive today. So I knew who to pray to when it was time to do that. I hit my knees, and I just gave it all to the Lord. I felt him tell me to pick up my Bible, which had been on my shelf for several years, untouched. My mom gave it to me for my birthday in high school. I never opened it because I thought I knew everything. And I turned to a verse that I had never seen in my life. I just randomly opened it to a page, and it's Matthew 11:28, where it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And I feel rest just thinking about that moment, because that's immediately... I knew it was time just to surrender all that junk, the suicidal thoughts, the girls I had cheated on, relationships I had ruined, things I had stolen from people, my broken relationship with my parents and my brothers and sister, all of it, man. I just couldn't carry it anymore. So, you know, reading that verse while I was on my knees, it was pretty easy just to give that to Jesus, because he said he would take it. And man, he did. I've been clean and sober since that day. When I stood up that night, I remember just standing up and feeling such great peace. I didn't feel heavy anymore. I went to bed and was able to sleep for the first night in forever without being drunk. And I can't say every day has been, you know, that sense of relief, and I can't say every day has been easy, but I can say that every day has been worth it. For 44 straight months, I've started each day on my knees in surrender to God, asking for sobriety, asking for His will and not mine, and asking for the wisdom to get through the day, and asking for joy, and that the Holy Spirit would guide me and show me who I can help each day. And I do the same thing at night. I thank Him for keeping me sober, because it's not anything I do on my own. My natural inclination is to go to the bar and go party. That's just in my DNA. But He changed that. He broke that in me, and I can honestly say I have a new identity in Christ. I don't subscribe to being an alcoholic anymore. I for sure was. I was for sure an alcoholic and a drug addict and a thief and a liar and any other label you want to put on that. But today I am just a son of the King, and I belong to Him, and I will see Him on His throne of righteousness. I know that. I have eternal life, and it doesn't make me perfect, but He is perfect and He is in me. And His perfect grace covers a multitude of sins. And that's what my life was until I gave it to Jesus, was just a life of sin. I can't call it anything else. It is what it is. And I don't regret any of it, because it's gone. He gave me a clean slate. And it's been that way for 44 straight months. I haven't been sick a day in my life since 2014. Not a cold. My asthma has been completely lifted. I was able to run a marathon last year. I'm just a new creation. I've got gifts. I've discovered gifts in sobriety that I never knew I had. Photography, creativity, writing. I never knew I was good at anything except partying. And, you know, the funny thing is, my life is more fun than it was when I was partying. I didn't know that would happen. I didn't know I would ever have the freedom to just go for a long 11-mile hike by myself and just laugh the whole time. Like, joy. Just pure joy. Just hanging out with God. My sobriety is not dependent on other people. It's not dependent on your opinion of me. My self-esteem has nothing to do with me or other people. It has everything to do with the grace of Jesus Christ. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that that He saw me through this, and that He was there when I needed Him. And it's a gift that's free to anybody who wants it. And that's the coolest part, and that's what I try to live my life sharing with people, is God is love. And all the stigma around the G word, around God, it's just stigma. Because ultimately, He said this Himself, He is love. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody comes to the Father except through Him. Those are the words of Jesus Christ Himself. And, you know, I'm still working on this part, but, like, I can't just take the words that sound good to me. I have to take the whole thing, and everything He said is truth, because that's what He is. He is truth and He is light. So if I don't believe at all, I don't believe in anything. And I do believe, because I see, you know, I'm walking right now, and I'm looking in a mirror, and when I look into my own eyes, I see light. And that's not pride speaking, that's not arrogant, that's just the truth. Like, the love of God is in me now, and that's what makes me smile, and that's what makes my eyes brighter, and that's what, you know, that's why I haven't been sick in so long. I know that. It's just the perfect love of God. It's not anything, all I did was give up. And, you know, I could talk for 30 more minutes about this, but I'm just going to repeat the same things, because that's the truth. It's just God. It's just God. It's just God. And it's just love. And when I reflect that love into my whole life, into everywhere I go and the people I meet, it's just love. And love is always reciprocated, you know? And if somebody isn't ready for love, that's okay. I still love them. Sobriety isn't something that's just for, the struggling addict or alcoholic, sobriety is having a sound mind. By its very definition, look up the word, sober. It just means to have a sound mind. And the only way to have the renewing of your mind is through Jesus, through a relationship with God. That's the only way. And, you know, if you believe something different, okay, I'm not going to argue with you. This is just my belief, and it's faith. And a lot of faith can't be proved. That's why it's called faith. But then again, yes, it can. It can be proved, because I see it in the mirror right now. And anyone who has met me has seen it. It's undeniable. And again, I'm not perfect. I still screw up a lot. But I know where that grace comes from. And I know how to get it. And it's in surrender. It's when I just fall to my knees and say, God, you are God. I am not. That's all I have to say. And then I just sit there and I soak in his presence. He draws near to anybody that draws near to him. It's the way it works, man. All right, I'm rambling, I think. I don't know. I don't even know what I said. Hopefully the Holy Spirit spoke through that and said something to you, but I really just wanted to get the point across that I'm grateful and I'm thankful for all the love. Thank you for all the nice things you've said on Instagram and Facebook and the text messages and phone calls. It's just awesome. The 29th of every month is when I celebrate a new month, and I just take it one day at a time. But I always look forward to the 29th of any month, because it's just, it's progress, and it's cool to see how far God has carried me, and I'm still in his arms today. And that's what's fun. It's a ride. It's a joy, and it's a privilege to be alive today. I never thought I would say that. I love you so much. God loves you too. If I can leave you with one thing, if you don't remember anything I said, please just take away the fact that right now, where you are, I don't care if you're driving. Okay, maybe if you're driving, don't do this. I just mean God is available to you right where you are, and you can fall to your knees. Just please don't do it if you're driving. And surrender. And just say, God, thank you for your love. I know that you love me and I receive that love. I surrender to your will. You are God and I am not. And I pray that you would break any spirit of pride, addiction, anger, jealousy, resentment. Just take it all, God. Please take these burdens in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you would set me free, that your will would be done, that grace will abound, and that the Holy Spirit would guide me to walk in that grace all day. And that's it. There's freedom in that. It's just called letting go. And I know it sounds simple, and it's probably easier to say, but I've done it. I've done it. So I say this with such confidence because I've been there. And the reason I'm still standing up, being able to speak life into you right now, is by the grace of God. I surrendered to him and he took over my life. And it's awesome. All right, I love you.